This is Family Policy Matters. This program is produced by the North Carolina Family Policy Council, a pro-family research and education organization dedicated to strengthening and preserving the family. And now from the studio, here's John Rustin, president of the North Carolina Family Policy Council.
Thank you for joining us this week for Family Policy Matters. We are pleased to have Sheila Weber as our special guest. Sheila is executive director of the Let's Strengthen Marriage campaign and heads up National Marriage Week USA. She's with us today to talk about this year's National Marriage Week, which is scheduled for the week of February 7th through the 14th. We'll also be talking about the benefits of marriage and how churches, couples, and individuals can work to strengthen marriages in their communities. Sheila, it's great to have you back on Family Policy Matters.
Oh, it's great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're excited to talk with you about National Marriage Week, which is upcoming. I know that this recognition began in 2002 and is observed again annually from the week of February 7th through the 14th. Why was this event originally started, and what are the main objectives of National Marriage Week?
It was originally started in England by a man named Richard Kane, and there are now 22 countries around the world that celebrate National Marriage Week. And then it was taken over by Smart Marriages, and then which closed down. And so in the last 5 years, I've been helping run this, and a businessman in New York City named Chuck Stetson. Our goal is to strengthen marriage, to reduce divorce, and to promote marriage over cohabitation. And also just to get the word out that marriage is good for you, that it has huge benefits. It brings more financial stability to individuals and to families and to the nation at large. We are concerned about the financial stability of families because single motherhood and divorce are one of the greatest factors for impoverishing women and children. And we know that marriage lifts women and children out of poverty. We also know that research is very clear that children who have both their mother and father in their home have much greater success, both in school and emotionally, and they have less trouble with the law, and there's less teen pregnancy, less drug use. So we care about the future of our nation's children, and because of that, we want to get the word out that marriage is extremely important on their behalf.
Well, that is so important for our listeners to understand. And oftentimes, however, we find that these benefits of marriage are overlooked or ignored by society. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think we're living in a day and age which is sort of touting self-advancement, and people are seeing celebrities who are being very independent and not getting married, but they don't realize that these people have enormous financial capacity to sort of make very unusual life choices. It does not mean it is the best thing for them or for people of modest means. And in fact, working class America has seen a huge decline in the practice of marriage, and it's not a healthy thing for individuals and for children. Back in 1970, we had 79% of all the adults in America were married, and now that's down to only 51%. So we're seeing just the lack of practice of marriage. There was a reduced number of marriages, and that does impact children. And we want people to realize that they don't have to be so afraid. They're a little afraid of some of the divorce statistics. But really, there are ways for people to have great success. And we want to get the word out about all the classes and courses and things that people have access to now that they really didn't have back in the 1950s and 60s when that generation started to have some failures in their marriages. There were not as many self-help tools for that generation. Maybe the younger generation's parents, who they've seen have disappointments and failure. And so what we do at National Marriage Week USA is make sure that people realize there are classes and weekend conferences and books and all kinds of ways to help them learn better skills, better communication skills, and better relationship skills.
Well, I know that the church has a special responsibility to help strengthen and promote healthy biblical marriages. What are some specific ways that churches can get involved and help strengthen marriages in their congregations, and not only during National Marriage Week USA, but all throughout the year?
Right, and we do want to promote activity all throughout the year. This week is just a catalyst. You can even just form a committee this week and then do your work all the rest of the year. We would encourage you to ask your pastor to preach about marriage from the pulpit on the Sunday closest to Valentine's Day. That really does not happen very much, and it's great to have at least one focused pulpit sermon about marriage and have it be encouraging and instructional. We would encourage every church to launch a marriage class. It could be a Sunday school class or a home group. There are lots of choices, and each church can find one they feel comfortable with. You know, only 27% of our nation's churches offer any sort of marriage class or pre-marriage training, and that's way too low. We really feel that part of our goal is to get a higher proportion, a higher percentage of churches offering this, that it should be as important to them as, let's say, overseas missions or the choir or some of the other programs of the church.
Well, absolutely. Now, what about communities? How can individuals help to strengthen marriage in their communities?
Well, there's a lot of things people can do. I heard of one person who hosted a talk, just a Friday night talk on how to have a better marriage, and, you know, it impacted their community. You can have it at the local library or the local YMCA. Obviously, a church is an easy place to have that happen. You know, an individual can decide to open up their home and offer a marriage class for 8 weeks or 6 weeks and use what we call an out-of-the-box tool, a videotape. There are lots of videotapes with workbooks where people can come and have a place to bring their questions and concerns and a place to learn how to overcome some of the issues they might need help with.
Well, and we know that there are a wide range of issues and challenges that we face in maintaining strong marriages. Clearly, Sheila, the media plays an important and powerful role in shaping our society's view about marriage. What are some ways that the media impacts our views of marriage? And do you believe that currently the media, by and large, is helping or hurting when it comes to presenting positive images of marriage that are helpful to strengthening marriages in our country?
I think right now the media is doing a lot of damage because they're focusing more on divorce, really, than they are on sort of the restoration and healing when people have challenges. So there are so many stories of people who have found healing. And in fact, research shows that when you get through the tough times, the couples that do that, 5 years later, they're very happy that they stayed together. But the media is focused on a different kind of message, which is, you know, it's all about you, and you're the first person you have to worry about, and it's about your happiness, and somehow children will just sort of be able to muddle through as long as they know you love them. And it just doesn't encourage people to do what earlier generations did, which was be committed and see this as a vow. And if you're committed to that vow, then you're going to work harder to make it a better relationship rather than just dig your heels in and create selfish choices. Either your spouse will be given permission to be selfish, or you yourself are sort of being given permission to be very selfish, as opposed to look for ways to come together and have there be give and take on both sides for the stability of the home.
Well, Sheila, as we are nearing National Marriage Week USA, clearly this is a time for people to be introspective, but also to consider practical things that they can do to help strengthen their own marriages. For the benefit of our listeners, and just from your experience and involvement in the issue of seeking to strengthen marriages for years and years, if you had to recommend, say, the top three things that married couples might consider doing during National Marriage Week, just to kind of kickstart a rejuvenation of their marriage, what might you recommend?
Well, one thing would be a date night. I know from having raised children myself how that gets put on the back burner, and any free time you have tends to be of logistics and just always being with the children. And for couples to go off and have a nice dinner where they can relax and catch up with each other, but not to make that date night a time where all the grievances are aired, but with the goal of having it be an enjoyable, fun experience. So it takes a lot of planning, but it doesn't have to cost a lot. The second thing I would just say, there's sort of a little three words that come to my mind, which is eat, talk, and play. And be sure to eat meals together. I love it when there's soft music in the background, even at a family dinner, and the family dinner, you light candles. And so you sit down as opposed to being on the couch in front of a TV, that you are facing each other, having a dining experience, and then talking. That actually evokes, you know, how was your day? What's the best thing that happened to you today? What was the worst thing that happened to you today? And that last thing, eat, talk, play, is to really find ways to play. I mean, it could be going bowling. It just be could play cards or play board games or do something really adventurous. Those are some just tangible things that it's surprising that when couples get into crisis, they have been almost on burnout mode and they don't remember to do those basic things to build the enjoyment level of each other.
Well, those are great suggestions. I also know that National Marriage Week website has a variety of marriage strengthening resources and tools. If you would, give us some examples of the resources that you have made available, and please be sure to share the National Marriage Week USA website with our listeners.
Yes, we'd love for everybody to go to nationalmarriageweekusa.org. We put the USA there because it's happening in other countries. And if you like our Facebook page, you'll see updates on news clips and news items about marriage and find out what we're doing. The resources at the website are very important. We've got suggestions for reading, suggestions for curriculum that you can use either in a group at your church or in a small group at your home, ideas on what you can do to launch a National Marriage Week celebration in your town. We'd like to see each town have a visible National Marriage Week celebration, just like you see fireworks on the 4th of July. We have mayor and governor's proclamations. We have press releases that you could use to get local coverage for your own efforts in your newspaper or your local radio. So there are lots of tools. We have a city event kit. You can download and print out this little 16-page kit full of ideas and tips and tools. So we encourage anybody who's concerned about this to come up with some creative ideas. There was one group that put up a big booth at a shopping mall, and they found six counselors to offer free marriage counseling all week long. It said free marriage counseling during National Marriage Week. And the people walking through the mall sat down and had conversations and got some help. And I'm sure those counselors got some business out of it, so it was a win-win for everybody. But those are the kind of creative ideas that we would like to see happening. We had about 1,000 events posted on our online national calendar last year, and we believe that can be 10,000 events. So we have the only online marriage calendar that exists. Everyone can put any event on there for free, and somebody can look in their state to see what is happening near them.
Well, that is great, and thank you so much for taking the time and the energy to put all of that together. I think it'll be extremely beneficial for many of our listeners. And let me repeat that website. It's nationalmarriageweekusa.org. And with that, unfortunately, Sheila, we are out of time for this week, but I do want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk with us about National Marriage Week USA, again, which will take place the week of February the 7th through the 14th. And Sheila, what just want to thank you again for all that you do to strengthen marriages across our nation.
Well, we appreciate your support and your involvement and look forward to hearing from your listeners. Have them register with us and we'll keep in touch.
Great. Again, thank you, Sheila, for all that you're doing, and we wish everyone a wonderful and happy National Marriage Week USA.
Thanks for having me.
Family Policy Matters is an information and analysis feature of the North Carolina Family Policy Council. Join us weekly for discussion on policy issues affecting the family. If you have questions or comments, please contact us at 919-807-0800 or visit our website at ncfamily.org.